Just like she said in the song, through the valleys, through on the mountains, issues you had, there's one thing in common, though. Jesus is there.
Amen.
Either place.
Amen.
And we could talk a little bit about Jesus today.
Oh, yeah.
So, just like all my sermons and stuff, at last second they get changed right there. But it's the same sermon, but we're going to work from the inside out instead of the outside in like I thought I was going to do. So, that being said, y'all turn to John 14:6. So, we're going to talk about our problem that we have, and then we're going to talk about the solution that we have.
Amen.
And so I'm going to give you, from the inside, I'm going to give you a little bit of the glimpse into the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And John 14:6, a lot of people know that, and I'm going to read it. I got to memorize, I don't know why, but Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Amen.
So hold that spot in John. Y'all just stay in John if you're in your Bibles. We're going to come back to some other John verses, and we're going to work around John 14:6. So, like I said, we got a problem, we got a solution, and we're going to tie that in together. And so there's a little bit of your solution right there. So what is the problem? It's sin.
Amen.
We live in a fallen world, sin nature. It affects every one of us one way or the other throughout our whole lives. But we have something we can look forward to. Like a better word, we got something to hang our hat on.
Amen.
So, I titled this, if you like titles, y'all take notes, The Teachings of Jesus Christ. And so there's a bunch,
oh, yeah.
But we're going to focus in just on this little bit. And first of all, we're going to be straight to the point here. You got to realize and you got to believe that there is, let me repeat that, there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is a heaven and a hell.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let nobody tell you no different.
Yeah.
And we can do a whole lesson on each one of those, and we probably will at some point in the future. But today, we're going to focus on our issue we have, and we're going to spend eternity somewhere.
Amen. Come on.
Each and every one of us are going to spend eternity somewhere. So the solution is we don't want to spend, or you shouldn't want to spend eternity in hell. But that's where you're going if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you don't go through him to get to the Father.
Amen.
John 14:6. That's why it's one of my favorite scriptures. Not just because it's John. It has something to do with it. But John 14:6, it says it all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there should be no confusion. I can't talk about that. I am the way.
Amen.
Take that I am for a minute. I'm going on a rabbit trail. So take I am. Who else is I am? God. Okay? So I am. Just keep that in the back of your mind. That's another. We can preach that later too at some point. So I am the way. Where's the way? It's through Jesus. The truth. The life. No one. No one. That's everybody that's in here, out there. Everybody. You're not going to go through the Father in heaven except through him, period. Bottom line. Okay, so there's some absolutes I just gave you there. There's a heaven and there's a hell that's real, and there's no way to get to heaven.
Amen.
Unless you go through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so keep that in mind. So there are two possible eternity destinations for people. And you don't have, I told you I'll stay in John, so he's going to throw up the verses that we're going to talk about. So let's talk about our destinations. And this comes from Jesus himself. These are all quotes, or not quotes, it's scriptures from Jesus. Him saying, Matthew 25:46, he says, "Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteousness to eternal life."
Amen.
Jesus himself,
right.
That's what he said.
Come on.
Instead of you, eternal punishment or eternal life. And we kind of break that down a little bit. And here's... if you want some gloom and doom here a little bit, here's the worst part. Majority of the world, the people, are going to hell. Can't put it no other way. Majority. And we'll talk about that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
They will spend eternity in hell. Matthew 7:13-14 says, This is Jesus again. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. We can break that down in a minute. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. Amen. Jesus said it leads to life. Then fast forward, John 14:6. He is the life.
Oh, yeah.
See the common denominator there? So like the song I mentioned earlier and stuff. When you got problems and issues, when you're at your lowest and when you're at your highest, Jesus Christ is right there.
Amen.
Okay? But we need to keep that in mind. Because you're going to have some lows and you're going to have some highs.
Come on.
There's no way around it. We live in a fallen world. It's going to happen.
Amen.
We're going to happen. And some of it is self-induced.
Mm-hmm.
I've been guilty of that.
Come on.
I've done some stuff that cost me some stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. But Jesus never left me, though.
Amen.
He never did.
Come on.
And he never will. And we need to listen to what he says. What's the word I'm looking for? It don't get no plainer, no gooder English than this. I don't speak well. I know that. That's fine, though. Because Jesus Christ says specifically straight to us what he said is, if you don't go through me, you're going to hell, period.
Yep.
We got to accept that fact and just absolute truth.
Amen.
You want to call it that, a big
Amen.
Word, absolute truth. There's truth.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ. And he said many's going to go down the wide. To just look around. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure out of all the world which direction the majority of the world's going.
Amen.
Which the wide, the everything that's going on that we're exposed to that we can be a part of. And let me say this too. You know, you're walking along pretty good with God and everything's going pretty good. Something that you're going to get a stumbling block. You know, we all been there. Get a little stumbling block, and you might veer off a little bit. You might get, like a better word, sucker punched by Satan and get deceived, all right?
Amen.
But if you will embed in your mind, in your heart mainly,
Amen.
In your heart, Jesus Christ
and
stuff, the Holy Spirit's going to tap you on the shoulder, that little, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boy, girl, get back in line.
That's right.
You know, and then we can refocus, recenter, reboot your computer, people. Reboot.
Come on.
I had printer problems the other day, and I couldn't figure it out, and all I had to do was unplug and plug it back in. I didn't know that. So, but we can do the same thing with Christ. We can
Amen.
Plug back into him anytime. We need to stay plugged into him.
Amen.
But sometimes we get a fray in a plug, and we need to wrap it back up and stick it back in the plug and move on.
Amen.
Matthew 7:21-23 also tells us, talking about eternity and hell. Not everyone who says to me, if we can get good here, boys and girls. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. All right? But only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
Amen.
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesize in your name? And your name drive out demons, and to your name perform many miracles. Then I will tell them plainly. I like that. I like plain. He said plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So let me put that in our terms. Don't play church.
That's right.
Play church, and this is what's going to happen to you.
Amen.
So, and stuff. He's specifically talking about going through the motions,
Come on.
Playing church, showing up on Sundays, live like hell the rest of the week. It don't work.
Come on.
It don't intermingle.
Preach.
It don't happen.
Preach,
so we need to listen to what Jesus said, because he plainly, he even said himself, I'm plainly going to tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. He taught a lot in parables, but when it comes to this here, he is straight to the point.
Yeah.
Straight to the point. Mm-hmm. And it don't get no clearer than what he says.
Right.
Play church all you want, and then when the time comes, when I'm talking to you, I'm going to tell you, yeah, and you knew me. Satan knows Jesus.
Come on.
But he ain't coming into heaven.
That's right.
You know, so you can play all you want, but we need to get serious, and we need to focus. I love preaching this. You know why? Because I've been preaching myself this for a week and a half. and got convicted and did some other stuff. And so however you're feeling about what I'm saying and stuff, don't worry. I'm there too. I was there.
There you go.
So that's our problem. We're going to spend eternity, a majority are going to spend eternity in hell. And that's where we come into play, us that receive Christ. We need to spread His word. Isn't it amazing how God, creator of the world, other universe, He could do anything He wanted to do. He chose us to deliver His message.
Amen.
Broken us.
Figure that.
Yeah, figure that. Like my dad says, it don't make walking around sense. But He chose us, broken people, to use. And you can go through scripture from Genesis all the way to the end and stuff. Every example somebody you think of, they had some kind of whatever, broken, flaw in the saw. So don't think God can't use you, number one. He will use you. But you know what you got to do, though? You got to be willing.
Amen.
You got to obey. You got to stick your neck out there a little bit.
Come on.
And do what He wants you to do. Don't play the church. Be the church.
Amen.
We are the church.
Amen.
This is the church. And He specifically gave us something to do.
Amen.
When we need to do that. And it's outside these walls right here. And so we need to get together like we are and worship, corporate worship, you want to call it. And so energize each other, get ready to go, and run out those doors and be willing to go. Oh, by the way, y'all good-looking crowd today. I see some smiles and stuff. It's good. I like to see that sometimes. So be happy you're here. Be happy you belong to Christ,
oh, yeah,
to Jesus. Be happy that He chose you to go do His work.
Amen.
Be happy about that. So that's what Jesus is saying. But guess what? Like He always does, like we started with John. We're going to go back to John here for a little bit. So He gave us, I like this. This is kind of a big word, inclusive way to heaven. So I told you there's a heaven, there's a hell. We got that, right? The majority is going to hell. But He gave us a specific way to get to heaven. And we're going to talk. We already talked John 14:6. We already said that. He said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to heaven except through me. We could probably stop there because that's pretty simple. But also look at John 5:24. You're already in John. Just flip back to chapter 5. 5:24. I like how he starts the sentence out. Verily, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. And will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. So first of all, you got to go through Christ. Okay? We're going to go through Christ. We're going to get Him. And then, who sent Him is God. Right? So we bridged the gap there. Not we. Jesus bridged the gap when He hung on that cross.
Amen.
He bridged that gap to give us a way to God. The only way to God. The only way to Him. And simply, He says, whoever hears my word, we're hearing the word right now, hears my word and believes it, has eternal life.
Amen.
Look, I may not, I don't know. I've never been to a seminary, I've never been to whatever, a lot of people haven't, whatever. And so Jesus, it don't say that in here. And so it does not say that. And so all you got to do is put your faith and do the will of Jesus, God, what He says to do.
Amen.
And He will guide you and lead you and put you where He wants to put you. If that's in a seminary or that's wherever, that's okay. But He simply says all we got to do is believe.
Amen.
Just believe. Because guess what? You're going to believe in something.
Oh, yeah.
And so you need to choose the right one. You're going to believe in something. And then when you do go and you hadn't accepted Him or believed in Him, and He tells you, what? God, I knew you. You know, okay, yeah, but I didn't know you, so get out of here.
Come on.
Right. So you may know God tonight, today, tonight. But take it to the extra step. That's all you got to do. Is believe there in God.
Amen.
There's a difference in knowing God, believing God. I like who, I forgot who said this. Just think of the president, Donald Trump. You know who he is. You know he's the president. But you got a one-way line to him. You, hey, what's up, Donald? No, you don't, right? Most people don't, right? So don't have that relationship with Christ. He gives us the opportunity to have that intimate relationship, one-on-one, daily walk with Christ. And to get there, here we go. I wouldn't plan on saying this word. Saturate yourself daily in His Word, and you will have the relationship that He required you to have.
Amen.
As simple as that. You say, well, it ain't really that simple. It is. It is that simple on that part. Now, we know there are going to be trials and errors and all that kind of stuff to try to derail you a little bit. We know that, right? And we know that things are going to happen and stuff. But if you will daily walk with God and keep yourself concreted in His Word,
amen,
and stuff, you might get rattled a little bit, but you'll keep on keeping on in Him. Pick yourself up off the floor, like the song says, when you get knocked down.
Amen.
Pick yourself back up and keep going. And stuff. And be proud of those battle scars you got.
Indeed.
Show them off.
Right there.
John chapter 3. I know I'm working backwards. I'm dyslexic. 14, 5. Now John 3. 14 through 16 tells us, and we're still talking about heaven, how to get to heaven. So, you know, we go through him. He also says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Don't get no plainer.
Go out there and do what you want to do, so to speak. But if you put God up here, number one, like he says, lift me up, and I'm your priority. I'm your number one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what you want me to do, Lord. Mm-hmm. And everything else will fall right into line. And get that relationship with him where you can talk to him daily, every day. And that way, you're guaranteed an eternal life. Now, I'd like to say this too. So, I believe there's a couple things that, humanly speaking, we can't really comprehend, right? Eternity. You know, first thing we're going to say is forever. It is, but we can't comprehend forever. So, you know, eternity worked backwards too. You know, you go up, you go the other direction forever.
Come on.
Which we can't understand that. That's kind of messed up. Then we're in eternity right now. In the time, he's not restricted by time, and then we got eternity forward. So the moment that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you live an eternal life. It don't start when you go to heaven. It starts right now. Or the moment you accepted Christ, you're in eternity. Because no matter what happens from that point to the end, you know where you're going.
Come on.
Have that confidence,
amen,
that you are embedded in Christ and you got that eternal life and you are going to heaven. How many times have people heard or said, I heard it a bunch of times, I hope I go to heaven. Yeah, I think I'm going to heaven. Heard that too. Now, look, what did he just say right here? What you got to do? Simple. Just three scriptures, and there's more than this, but John 3:16, whatever we read, John 5:24, John 14:6. Just look at those three statements that Jesus made right there, and there you go. There's no guesswork in it. There's no hoping.
That's right.
He gave you hope. You got to accept it. And once you do, then don't lay there at night struggling, thinking, man. And especially, I'm guilty of this. Don't let your past mess with you either.
Come on.
Don't let that. Look here. When we do an altar call after a while, if you feel led to come to the altar, you feel led to right there where you at or whatever you need to do, I don't care. That's between you and the Lord. And stuff. Do not and stuff. Don't think you got to go home and fix something first. You ain't going to fix nothing.
Amen.
You ain't going to fix nothing. And stuff. You come as you are and stuff to Jesus if you need him. We all need him. But
Amen.
To accept him and stuff. Don't try to fix it first. Because let me tell you something. You ain't going to fix it. And stuff. And those of us that in the past said that, we're going to fix it and stuff. And so tomorrow never got here. You never got to where you was fixed until you stepped to Jesus Christ. He fixed it. He fixed it. He done it. He did all the work.
Amen.
He did everything you needed to do. There's nothing you can do. I don't care what you've done and stuff, who you mean to or who you did what to. I don't care. I can care less. And so you go to Christ and you just tell him that you want him as your Savior. Period. That's all you got to do. And do that, and then the rest of it will work itself out.
Amen.
The rest of it, all the other junk will go, it'll fix itself. Or God will fix it, not itself. All right. So you said, you talked about our problem. We got sin, nature, we're going to heaven or hell. You talked about how we're going to fix it and stuff, but where's the evidence and stuff? Well, how are you going to back this up? You know, I work in a job where we got to have evidence before we do stuff, right?
Amen.
So, all right, I'm glad you asked. Here's your evidence. The teaching of the New Testament, all the Gospels. I'll give you Scripture here in a minute. We ain't going to worry about Scripture for say right now. So, if you're new to Christ, or you witnessing to somebody that's new to Christ and stuff, and you don't give them a Bible, read this and stuff, they're going to say, okay, where are you going to start? Just tell them, you know a good start? The Gospels. Mm-hmm. You know what the Gospel is? The truth. Jesus and stuff. Let's get that fixed first. Then you can do all the history reading and all the good stuff. It's all good, too. Jesus is never, by the way, every word in there ties into Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And stuff. But for starter purposes, just get into Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, if you don't know what they are. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Start in John. The plan.
<That's right.
laughs> Again, he's, you know, because you got John 14:6, but I'm gonna give you two people. OC, you're gonna like this last one. So two people that you need to, I think, are good, a solid people to lean on in Scripture: Paul and Peter. Paul and Peter gave everything they had for Christ. Now, did they mess up some in the beginning and stumble and have problems, issues? They had humans. Yeah, they did. But ultimately, they gave everything they had to Jesus Christ. And so they, up to their life. They died believing in what we're preaching today. They believed in Jesus Christ so much that they, and so death didn't faze them. Because they knew where they were going. It said Paul dedicated his entire life to spread the word. If you don't know, I did a little research. He wrote at least 13 books in the New Testament. I say at least because some people think he wrote Hebrews. Some say he don't. It don't matter. So he God inspired, wrote 13 books of the New Testament. He gave everything he had, getting beaten in prison, and everything he had just to go all in. If you like those of you that play Texas Hold'em, don't raise your hand. But go all in. All in. When you do this for Christ, you go, that's what he wants, matter of fact. Go all in. All or none.
Right.
And then you will see a significant change in your life if you will commit to go all in with Jesus.
Amen.
Now, does that mean you can't have a life? You got to have a life. You know, he knows that. But does it include Jesus? Does it, you know, do you pray to him daily? Do you walk with him daily? Do you read Scripture daily? Do you witness to somebody daily? Do you whatever with Christ daily? You make a phone call to a friend just to encourage that person?
Mom.
Just whatever. It's simple stuff that you can do that has an everlasting effect.
Amen.
Or could have an everlasting effect on somebody. Just the small things. Go all in just like Paul did. Acts 4:12. This is on Peter now. Salvation is found in no one else. This is Peter speaking. Let me give you a little short, hang on. So Peter and John. But Peter is, he's leading the talk here. They're in front of the Sanhedrin. That's the government officials.
There you go.
All right. So it would be like us standing in front of the Supreme Court pleading our case. He didn't plead his case. He didn't try to get out of trouble. He spoke the truth. He hit them with the truth. They didn't know what to do.
That's right.
So listen to this. It says, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no one. Let me back up. There is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And that's Jesus Christ. Peter boldly stood in front of the Sanhedrin. He stood there. And his life's on the line. And so they were wanting him to denounce Jesus, and not because they had an uproar going. And so he stood right there, didn't know if he's going to die or not from it, and boldly stated, there's no other name.
Right.
I can't tell you nothing else. There ain't but one name, there's Jesus Christ. That's it. And that's what he did. That's what we should do. That's what we should do or be doing. And you may get persecuted. I say that loosely here in our culture, society. It may be coming today of worse than this, but you may be get ridiculed. You might get laughed at. But who cares? There's only one name. The truth is the truth. You can't change the truth.
Come on.
And you can't twist the truth and make it fit you.
Come on.
The truth is the truth.
Amen.
Y'all remember Cornelius? On the rooftop with Peter. Acts 10:2. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed for God regularly. That's Cornelius. Sound like a good guy. He was. He was a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was missing one thing, though, up to this point.
Oh, yeah.
In which Peter brought it out to him.
Amen.
Showed him.
Right.
He took it. So this guy would have went all his life thinking he's doing the right thing. He was doing good things. But he wouldn't quite have had Jesus in the picture.
Amen.
So that's why it's so important that we get the word out there. Because there's a bunch of good people going to hell. I hate to say it.
Come on.
You can be good all you want and do the right things and give to the poor, help people. But if you don't have Jesus Christ, you still ain't going to heaven. So, like Cornelius, he didn't know, but Peter preached to him, told him. This is Peter, now talking to Cornelius, chapter 10, 42 through 43. He commanded us to preach to the people. So Jesus told the disciples to go out, remember Matthew 28?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 28, go out into the world, preach, you know, what we should be doing. He didn't say if you want to, or he just said go do it. That he is the one who God appointed as judge of the living and the dead.
Oh, yeah.
All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness and sins through his name. And you read the rest of Acts in that chapter. So Peter, now he's doing what God told him to do, or Jesus told him to do originally, go out, preach the word, and he's doing that. And so by this guy receiving Christ and his family, now is certain words getting out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has to leave these walls in order for people to hear about
Amen.
The good news of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Don't keep it in here. Go out there and tell people.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wrap up with this. The unique solution. So it's unique. It's simple, but it's unique. And so because it's just, I don't want to downplay it as it's just that simple. It is that simple to believe in Christ, to accept him. It is. Now, self gets in the way a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Romans 6:23, so we know, you know, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life and Jesus Christ. So there, you know, reference to him again. And this is one of my favorite verses, Galatians 3:10 tells us, For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, as is written. Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Let me put it this way to you. Instead of, you cannot work your way to heaven. But once you accept God's grace, His Son, and then you are saved to do works, you don't work to get saved. Does that make sense?
Come on.
You don't work to get saved. You're saved to do His works.
Amen.
You don't accept Christ and have fire insurance, like Brother Glenn used to say, and sit there. Do His work. Whatever that may be. Everybody's work a little bit different. God's going to lead you in whatever direction. You just got to listen and obey. God, this is 2 Corinthians 5:2. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Look, Jesus was in heaven, sitting there. Now, okay, let me back up a little bit. You know, God and Jesus, they're the same, and they're also different. You know, we can talk. We talked about that before. Jesus came down. God sent His Son down to take on our sin, not His sin, our sins. And didn't have to, but He did. He did God's will because His Father asked Him to.
Amen.
And He obeyed His Father. And He took on our sins so we could have this opportunity to accept Him and bridge that gap to God.
Amen.
And that's what He did for us. So it is Ephesians 2:8, and I'll close with this. For it is by grace you have been saved. This grace, it's a gift. He don't want it back. He don't give a gift back. This ain't wrong size. You go get something else. This is, He gave you this gift. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So you can't do it yourself, what He's saying. You don't work for it. He gave you the grace. Jesus did it on the cross. It is finished. When He died on the cross, the last thing He said was, "It is finished." For eternity. Got it done. Sealed the deal. Whatever you want to call it, I don't care. Just know that Jesus did, by His Father's will, took on our sins to die on the cross to save us, to give us the opportunity to take it. So my question, I end with a question. I love ending with questions because it makes you hopefully think and y'all do something out there. Jesus did it on the cross. It is finished. What are you going to do? Or are you going to accept this gift from God and accept His grace, accept His Son? Then if you already have, what you're doing with what He gave you? You know, He told us to do something. We need to do it. I'm going to close in prayer. Then we're going to do a song of invitation. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this day. Just thank You for everything You've done for us, Lord. Thank You for sending Your Son to save us, to give us opportunity. Just thank You for the many blessings You've done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.